This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. We also send salutations upon the beloved Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family and his friends. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward each and every one of us, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather all of us in Jannatul Firdaus. Ameen. Today, inshallah, I will be continuing with the stories of the companions and the lessons that we can learn from those stories. Today, I have chosen the story of Umar radiallahu an and one of his famous nightly patrols that he used to do when he was Khalifa. This story is narrated to us by one of his freed slaves by the name of Aslam. And Aslam radiallahu an, he said that on this night, now Umar radiallahu an would do this on a nightly basis to go and see the affairs of the Muslims, making sure that they are okay, if they needed any help, if they needed any support. Umar would do this on a nightly basis, subhanAllah. So in this occasion, Aslam said that this night we went to the outskirts of Medina. And he said that we noticed some tents in that area. And there were people there, and there was a bit of fire, people were cooking things. And he said that Umar radiallahu anhu decided to go and see if they needed anything. So he went to one particular tent and he noticed that there was a woman there, what seemed to be, she was cooking something, and there was fire obviously under the pot, and there were children with her who were crying, and they were continuously crying very loudly. So Umar radiallahu anhu decided to go and see what their situation was. So he said to her, "Assalamu alaikum ya ashab al-daw," which means, "Peace be upon you, O people of light." And the reason why he said that was because the fire that she was cooking with, or she was using to cook with, there was light. And he didn't want to say ashab al-nar, "Assalamu alaikum ya ashab al-nar," you know, which means, "Peace be upon you, O people of fire," because that just sounds like people of the fire of Jahannam. So to respect her, he said, "Assalamu alaikum ya ashab al-daw," "Peace be upon you, O people of light." And then he said, "May I come in?" She said, "Wa alaykum as-salam. If you are here for good, then you may come. Otherwise, leave." So Umar radiallahu anhu went. And then he asked her, "What is your situation?" Now, this lady has no idea that this is Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen. She has no idea. So she says, "Well, our situation, as you can see, my children are hungry. Very hungry. They haven't eaten." So he said to her, "Well, what are you cooking? I mean, give that to them." So she said, "This is only a pot of water that I'm boiling. And the reason why I'm doing this is so that the children think that I'm cooking something. And I'm hoping that while they're waiting, they will fall asleep." Yani, this was the situation of that lady and her children. They haven't eaten, subhanAllah. And they were crying out of hunger. And she continued and she said, "Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the judge between us and Umar." Allahu Akbar. She has no idea she's speaking to Umar. Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, "May Allah have mercy on you. How would Umar know your situation?" She said, "If Umar can assume leadership, how can he not know the situation of his people?" Upon hearing this, Umar radiallahu anhu, he got up and he said to Aslam, "Let's go." And Umar was running, subhanAllah, back towards Medina. Aslam said, "I couldn't even catch up to him. That's how fast he was running." They went to the storeroom where there was sacks of food. And one of the sacks had contained wheat. And Umar radiallahu anhu told Aslam to put that sack of wheat on his back, meaning Umar's back. Aslam radiallahu anhu, he said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, let me carry it for you. Umar radiallahu anhu turned around and he said, Wayhak, are you going to carry my sins on the Day of Judgment? Subhanallah. Which, you know, this shows that Umar radiallahu anhu, he saw it as a sin for himself, although it wasn't a sin. But he saw it that it was his responsibility to make sure that the Muslim Ummah were looked after. So Umar carried that sack and he took it all the way to that lady. And he didn't end there. Aslam says, I'm just standing there and I'm seeing Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the Muslims. He took the food out. He started to cook the food himself. And he said, I saw him bending down near the fire and blowing into the fire to obviously make more fire and flames. And he said that I saw the smoke coming out from his beard. Allahu Akbar. The leader of the Muslim, Amirul Mu'mineen, doing such a thing, caring for his Muslims. And then after that, he told the lady to bring a plate. So she brought a plate. And Umar put the food on the plate and he spread the food out. The reason was, he spread the food out so that the food can cool down quickly enough for the children to eat it quickly. Because they were hungry, subhanallah. To that extent he was thinking. And then the children ate. He didn't leave until they finished eating. After they finished eating, the lady said to Umar, you are such a good man. You are more worthy of being Khalifa than Umar. Allahu Akbar. So then Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, you know, inshallah, when you go and see Amir al-Mu'mineen, you will find me there. Don't worry, help will be given to you. After that, Umar radiallahu anhu, he got up and he left. But as he was leaving, he went out a little further, you know, some distance away. He turned around to see those children. So Aslam said to Umar radiallahu anhu, is there anything you want me to do for those children? Umar radiallahu anhu, didn't say anything. After a little while, Umar turned around and he continued to walk back towards Medina. And he said to Aslam, the only reason why I stopped and to turn around to see those children was to see that they were happy. I wanted to see that after they finished eating, they were playing, and after they played, they went back to sleep. They were content. And that made me content. And that's when he started to walk back. Subhanallah. There's so many lessons that we can learn from this story. But one of the main lessons that I want to teach you is responsibility, feeling that sense of responsibility for the Muslim Ummah. Yes, we are not Khalifas, but we are Muslims. And we need to reach out to our Muslim brothers and sisters who are in need. You know, we need to think about those people around us, at least our relatives, our neighbors, the Muslims in the locality, the widows, the orphans, the refugees who are here. And see if they need any help and support. And when we can give them help and support, let's think about the Muslims at large and see if they need help and support. And definitely they need help and support in many, many countries around the world. The war-torn countries, the countries that are poverty-stricken, the countries that are going through famine. We need to help and support our Muslim brothers and sisters. We need to have that sense of responsibility. You see, Umar radiallahu anhu knew the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. That all of you are shepherds and each and every one of you are responsible for your flock. And the hadith continues and it says that the leader is a shepherd and he's responsible for his flock. A man is a shepherd, a woman is a shepherd and they're responsible for their flock. So we need to understand this hadith and gain that responsibility and help our Muslim brothers and sisters who are in need. Think about this for a moment. Every single day that you are breaking your fast, you have that food in front of you. And you feel so happy when you take that first bite, that sip of water, the first sip of water. The thirst is quenched, subhanallah. And we know that from the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that the fasting person experiences two occasions of joy. One when he breaks his fast and the other one when he meets his Lord. Imagine that same joy, that same happiness, the smile on your face when you take that first bite of food and that first sip of water. Just try to imagine that for our Muslim brothers and sisters who don't have that. Subhanallah. They don't feel the same joy that we feel. So at least in this month of Ramadan and of course afterwards, let's give that helping hand, that support. Reach out to those charity, those Muslim charity organizations who are helping those in need. If we can't go ourselves and help those, subhanAllah, let's reach out to them. Let's give whatever we can. Gain maximum rewards in this month of Ramadan and of course afterwards. And gain that understanding to help and support our Muslim brothers and sisters. To gain the understanding of responsibility towards our Muslim brothers and sisters. Because by Allah, we are going to be asked on the Day of Judgment, what did we do for at least those people around us and also those Muslims at large? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the understanding of giving, to give us the capability of giving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give us the understanding of responsibility, and inshaAllah ta'ala through that maybe gain Jannatul Firdaus by helping those who are in need. We know from the ayah of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to us that when we die, right, the first thing that we're going to think about when we die is that we are going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us to come back so that we can spend charity for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. We are going to ask Allah, oh Allah, send us back so we can give sadaqah, so that we can be from amongst the righteous people. So let's give for the sake of Allah while we are alive. Feel happy to give for the sake of Allah. Gain that reward inshaAllah and gain Jannatul Firdaus. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all of us. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather all of us in Jannatul Firdaus. Wa jazakumullahu khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.